What's going on, AfterBuzz family? You knocked and we are buzzing you in. It's another week with our BFFs from Insecure, and tonight we're getting hella shook on AfterBuzz TV, starting now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I want it all for myself. Sorry if I'm coming off insecure.
Insecure.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Okay. Insecure.
It sounds smooth. Just sing it.
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It's
this
hot.
This is one of those dark liquor kind of drinks.
Yeah. Songs.
Songs.
For sure.
We can't think straight. That's what I'm telling you, man. Can't think straight.
Can't think straight. Can't even get my day started.
It's a little warm, y'all.
So
it's a lot of warm.
Welcome to another week of AfterBuzz TV Presents Insecure. We are the faithful host of Insecure. Another weekend, and let me just give this disclaimer, okay? Week five, the AC goes out in our studio. Mm. So if any of these hosts on this panel begin to look like a glazed Krispy Kreme donut,
I'm already there.
It is not our fault. We are trying our best to hydrate. We are trying our best not to move too much. Mm. The only thing I really want to move right now is my mouth. Because it is so damn hot.
Amen.
I might melt. Mm. But with that, I'm your lead host, McCall Hall. You can find me on social media when sports and pop culture collide at So McCall Hall on Twitter and McCall Hall of Fame on Instagram. And I'm not going to move my body to kick it to the left.
Okay.
But who do I
have? Don't worry about it. Hey, what's going on, y'all? It's Ivana. You can follow me on Twitter at Ivana L. Williams and on Instagram at Ivana.Williams. And don't comment if you see my top lip sweating. I want to hear that.
What's up, everybody? You can find me on Instagram at Bonjour Juliet.
Hey, everybody. It's your girl, Robin, with the V here. You can find me at B Stays Busy. Welcome back, McCall. And shout out to my boy, Khalil Abubu, who was in the building last week. Came through with the last minute text, yo! And he was right here.
He did a great job.
He did a great job. We have to have him back, especially because we love hearing from our men.
We sure do love hearing from our men.
Mm-hmm.
Don't think that we don't love hearing from our... In fact, we love hearing from everybody.
Yes. Right.
That's the beauty of any kind of panel show. You get so many diverse backgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
But in particular, the male voice is so powerful, especially with this crew on Insecure.
Absolutely. And I
really need him
that
today.
Comments on our YouTubes, the good, bad, and the ugly. We appreciate you all.
No more ugly.
Speaking of which, let's just shout out a few that were in the building in the comments last week. Shay White, Yeah I Got Nothing, Yeezy Season, Kai Jolly, Trini Boy, Phil. I think I said it right. Philly Girl 30. We got Donnie Ray, Eric, Tina Alley, Sasha Bandbag Girl, Bandbag, Lolo, Kimbri, Silas, Naomi, Cheryl, Danny, Hiblito, Khalil came in the building, Jay Brooke, A. Thomas, Lisa Broom, Joe Johnson, Brian McGee. And the list goes on. Thank you guys so much for commenting. And we always want to hear from you no matter what it is because you're paying attention. So
you're also paying our bills. Understand that. The more you watch, the more you comment, the more the money rolls in. With that, social media is a beautiful thing. Make sure you guys follow AfterBuzz TV across the board at AfterBuzz TV, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that. And just know, our advertisers love any and every comment and view. Trust. So let's get into it, you guys. Are you guys surviving?
No.
We're 5 minutes in.
No. It's starting to hit me.
It's starting to hit me a little bit.
Oh, it's going to feel you're going to feel
Ivana,
it.
Ivana, when you're done with one of them sheets, if you could pass it.
I'll be nice.
Way.
I'm nice.
These are going to double as a blotting sheet.
About last week's episode,
I got to use the phone.
I had to get everybody else in
there. I know, but I had to hold it down too. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my gosh. Wait, let me tell y'all something real quick.
Yeah,
Ivana held it down. She led the panel. Just her and Khalil by herself. Khalil is a lot to handle by yourself. So I commend you.
Because he started twerking as soon as we started. I'm like, well,
I saw
I see where this is about to go.
That's my boy.
Yeah.
And you handle him very well.
Yeah, okay.
Very well. You're right. You did handle him. I was watching it like, look at
the boy is wild.
Mm-hmm. So you know who else handles men very well?
Mm-hmm.
Issa.
Mm-hmm.
Issa shows up at Daniel's house.
She's on her hotation.
Mm-hmm. She has a hotation.
This is
a hotation and a hotation all in one.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Was anybody surprised?
No.
with them making out as soon as they see each other at the door?
No.
Like, because last time we saw them, they were at the restaurant.
Yes.
So, like, I don't know how many days transpired, but yes. Now all of a sudden we back on the good, getting the good.
Yeah.
And I was shocked. See, it wasn't forced. Like, just a side note with Lawrence real brief.
It almost looked like they was a couple.
It did. Yeah, but you know when she was forcing it a couple weeks ago and trying to have him come over and it wasn't working? This just happened organically. Mm-hmm. That picture, Lawrence saw it. She didn't even know. She has no clue that he is, like, stalking her right now.
Right.
All in his feelings, like Marvin's room.
Yeah, we'll definitely get into Lawrence and his Marvin's room ass behavior. I want to talk about what's his name on the show? Little Rel's character, the attorney.
I can't remember.
Oh, I forgot.
What was his name?
Don't ask me that.
Okay, so Molly finally gets to Chicago, has a sit down with Little Rel, which I love. They had a cute little interaction, trying to make sure she's acclimated to all the black folks in the office. Because you know, when you are the black person in the office, you try to find others who look like you.
Stick together.
I'm just being for real.
It don't always work, but you try it.
It doesn't always work, but you got to try it. He's kind of giving her the lay of the land. But we talked about this, I think, 2 episodes ago. Little Rel's character and Molly, low-key, I think is the perfect combination of, like, bruh, that, like, she can, like, really kick it with. And, like, somebody who's professional.
And someone who's not married.
And as to my knowledge, I didn't see a ring, is not married.
He has a pastor.
Because she has that already with somebody, but he's married.
So he asked her a question. I want to get your take on this because I immediately started thinking, maybe he's trying to figure out where her mind is at because she lives in L.A., he's in Chicago, but they really are a good fit. Hmm. So he's telling her, you know, you're a great attorney, da-da-da-da, and asked her, have you ever thought about leaving L.A. for Chicago?
Ooh.
Now, was that him being genuinely, like, interested in her professional development? Or is he trying to figure out, well, damn, do I need to start planting the seed just in case she comes here?
Both.
And she could be bae for real?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe I'm reading too much into it.
I feel like he likes her enough to, like, I feel like he's a homie in the sense that he'll look out for her. And he's probably like, you'll probably do better here with me because I got your back.
And I don't necessarily,
he probably will, but I don't know if he's thinking that yet.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like
I think it's so early.
It is. I think he's there for his friend, coworker, and yeah, maybe, but I don't know if he's, like, fully pursuing that.
I don't.
But that's what men do, right? They try to get the new girl before anybody else gets to her.
That's
so
a good point.
I could definitely see him doing that.
I agree. I think that it's never too early for a man to start preying on his on his I don't
just saying, like, hey, I'm here.
Next meal.
I'm just
next meal.
And
a snack. Forgive me. I'm literally losing my train of thought with this amount of
heat.
Same girl. Let's talk about Daniel and Issa real quick. They link up before she heads out, and basically she asks him, what are your plans tomorrow? Well, what are your plans tomorrow? Here's my thing about it. Are plans out of style? Like, how come nobody makes plans anymore?
I prefer plans.
I'm a plan kind of girl.
I like to know a couple days in advance what we're going to do on Saturday.
I feel like people have so many distractions. Like, you can have someone, like, DM you, someone tweet at you. People always have different plans, especially, I feel like, in L.A. Like, you have your set of plans. Like, you're going to meet with these people, but then maybe you'll meet with other people.
I mean, yeah, true, but I mean, dang.
I always try to plan.
Well, they're also really busy people, so I guess it's hard to make a plan if you're not confident you can stick to it. So.
Well, it's hard to plan when you don't know what the hell you
are. But spontaneity is very fun.
Yes.
I will say that.
Yeah.
I am just a planner, but every once in a while, because I'm a bit of a control freak, but every once in a while when I do something spontaneous, I'm like, yes, that was really fun. We should try this more often.
Yeah, really fun.
Lawrence is planning to run a marathon with his coworkers, and they go jogging.
I'm waiting for something to happen within the coworker realm.
Are you all feeling what I'm feeling?
And I feel like it is.
It's there.
Something's going to happen. It's going to be
some
sort of issue.
But see, it's taking time. Just like I thought other things was taking time with other people, and it's just popping off this week.
Is it taking time? Because did y'all see the previews for next week? It seemed like something's gonna be wrong.
Something's going to pop off. And I feel like...
Just don't know what
it is. And I don't want to do this at this point in the show, but I do have a slight little prediction. I think that Lawrence's co-workers, are getting a little chummy with him. He clearly is the smartest dude there. Everybody knows. Lawrence is very talented.
Yeah.
Everybody knows that. Do you think that his co-workers are trying to, like, get chummy with him to throw him under the bus? Because the preview, and this is why I hate...
She said the expectation part. She was like, Lori, your expectation or something.
Mm-hmm. He's like, what's my presentation going to be about something? She's like, your expectation. Something like that. I don't know.
I don't know. Something is brewing. Yeah, maybe it's the new moon. Maybe it's the eclipse. But something's brewing with Lawrence.
Maybe it's the heat.
Maybe it's the heat because Lord knows.
I mean, fan yourself, girl.
Anyways, Molly and Issa organized flowers for Molly's parents' vow renewal. Molly's parents are what we thought was hashtag goals. We later find out maybe not so much. But Issa alludes to the fact that she's not into feelings right now and that she's got bays on bays. Deck. Yeah. She's really embracing her hoism.
She is.
I'm happy for her. I'm very, very happy for her. Are Let you your really? Freak flag fly.
Well, yeah, get out your system now. You're right. She got.
I mean, but I was hoping that she was gonna like kind of settle with Daniel, and she was like got all extra awkward and was like,
I don't know. I mean, according to the previews, it seems like he's like the number one guy right now still. Like,
but she still has a rotation.
Hotation.
She said, I got Neighbor Bay.
She said, I got Daniel, I got Neighbor Bay, and I got a new one on deck tonight.
And he's spinning. And he looks cute. I think that went well.
A very handsome man.
I think that went well.
Very gentleman.
And he wasn't even trying to take it back. Like,
I want to dissect that scene and compare it to all the other scenes in this episode, quote unquote. Real quick, Lawrence goes to jury duty. At that moment in time, he makes the mistake once again to get onto social media. Why do you get on social media when you're going through a breakup? That is the one time you just avoid social media like the plague.
It's unavoidable.
And they have mutual friends.
It's unavoidable. Because remember when Issa was all over Tasha?
Yeah, and I thought she was setting herself up.
It just happens.
She was setting herself up for failure with that.
She went searching. That's the difference. Lawrence didn't even go searching. He just so happened to be flipping, and then he was like, what the
Towards
heck is
the
wrong
end,
with
he
old
started
girl?
Searching, though.
Well, because he saw that picture with her in the background. That's the trigger right there. He wasn't looking at all. He was just looking at her crazy friend. Like, something's wrong with this one.
Yeah, but
she
it
a few pickles short of a sandwich.
Yeah.
And like then he was like, hold on. Zoom in. He did the whoa.
Yeah.
And like, then
Yeah. Got all of his feels like she cheated on me the whole time.
Yeah.
I like how his boy checked him though.
Yes.
I was not expecting that.
Very
yeah, what did he say? He was like, it's not all on Issa.
No, yeah. You were unemployed for 2 years.
Take that, Lawrence Hive.
Lawrence Hives. How are you feeling? Can y'all let us know in the live chat? The Lawrence Hives. How are you feeling? Y'all real quiet.
There are so many hives now. Like, can we even still have a Lawrence hive?
Absolutely.
They make one.
Because
so.
Last week,
there's
last
a Chad
week, y'all
hive.
Took the L. I'm just saying, y'all took the L last week.
After this they're taking episode, constant L's.
After this episode, there's a dro hive. I'm going to tell you that right now.
It is.
I got a quick question for you. Frida asks Issa a very important question. Can people of color be racist? I'm putting you guys on the spot.
Absolutely.
Can people of color be racist?
Absolutely. That's my opinion. Yes. Yes.
I think the term is technically prejudice, but I don't really use racist. Yes, but you can absolutely not care for another group of people because of just the color of their skin. But
even if you're like, I don't like this group of people because they don't like my group of people.
That's
and then
stupid.
you say things that are derogatory in regarding to their race, that's still racist. Like, I don't know. Like, I'm not gonna lie, like, people in my family have said some racist shit about people that are not black. And I'm like, you know, we joke about it. I'm like, that's not funny. Like, we joke, but it's still like, there's some real ass racist black people out there.
Mm-hmm.
But it's hard because you have to work with all type of people.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, how do you actually hide that?
Well, I think Issa really is trying to solidify this win at work. And I don't think she's really addressing the racism, and I think she's afraid to. She's really afraid to do it.
And I don't think
racist. I don't think she's racist. Mm-hmm. I don't think that Issa's racist, but I think that she's willing to turn a blind eye to protect herself right
she's
now.
She's prejudiced
I just hope
towards her own, absolutely, in that moment. Because, I mean, that's the reason why, you know, her and Frieder, with the principal, who's also black, that's why she doesn't really want to explore that any further. So that's what I'm saying. Like, she prefers her own. She's not going to, you
but
know. She
don't sure, want if he was white.
She just wants to win. Too much.
She just really wants to win, where it's like, it's been such a long struggle that she's
been taking
kind of,
L's
like you're
work.
Saying, she's turning a blind eye because she's like, let me just get this one.
Yeah.
But so. I agree with Stephanie B in our comments. We do use the term racist very loosely.
We do. And I don't think that people really understand the true meaning of racist. Racist means you believe that your race is superior to everybody else's. Mm-hmm. And tonight, they describe racism as
power,
like using for power. And really, I mean, that's a part of it, but racism is rooted in the feeling of elitism. So anyways,
how do you feel about it?
I think the people of color can be racist. I think that we can, and I think we have been at times. But at the same time, anytime our prejudices come into question, it is a response to hurt. It is a response to hurt. So I would say that, you know, two wrongs don't make a right, but I think that everybody kind of plays a role in it. But at the end of the day, well, I don't want to get into it because it's not a political show, but Black Lives Matter.
Two rights
Black
make
Lives
a left.
Matter. That's all I'm going to say. Black Lives Matter. Let's talk about Drell rolling up on Molly and trying to apologize for what transpired / not transpired in the last episode. Do you think that he came to her with, like, for real, like, I just want to make sure you know we're good? Or was he still trying to pry? I mean, we later find out. But Was he still trying to pry?
He's still trying to make another pass.
Yeah, I think so. I think it was just a little wink, like, I'm here, I'm still here.
I think he was just kind of like, I hope I didn't freak you out.
But why? Really? Okay, so here's my next question. In that very moment.
Ew.
Here's my next question. In that very moment, Molly says, oh, no, it's all good. I mean, we go way back, playing it off. And then she goes, oh, but, you know, we were so drunk. A drunk man don't tell no tales.
Mm-hmm. He said I wasn't even that drunk.
He made it very clear, like, nah.
Honestly, girl, I wasn't even that drunk.
Why does Molly do that? Why does she do that?
Well, she was trying to throw out the excuse, hoping he would catch it, and they would just move past it and, you know, roll it under the rug. And
he
was like,
no,
I meant what I said, and I feel the way I feel. So do what you want with it, but know that I stand, this is how I stand. I still stand behind what I said.
Like, yeah. I just want to know, has he text Candace about this?
Probably I know, she's just been MIA.
Maybe.
She's been MIA since
Candace
we've seen her.
Candace probably don't give a shit. So.
But I mean, she out there in Cabo. What was it, Cabo? She doing
she's out of party. Town. She is out of town, but like, do you
that's
think...
That's why he's trying to cheat so hard. I mean, not cheat, really, because that's what they have set up, but
it's
that's why he's trying to...
I mean, they're definitely not happy.
Sleep with
she's
someone
away.
Else, yeah.
But if it's so acceptable and they have an open marriage, why you gotta wait till she goes out of town?
Who said that, though? That's just a moment, and, you know, he probably doing
how
that
while
he's
waiting. How it looks. But it's just, yeah, it's just like he's trying so hard while his wife is coincidentally out of town.
It's probably more exciting.
I'm sure she's out there doing her thing.
Probably. Yeah. She had her nice little fine man in Cabo.
Okay.
But my whole thing is he alluded in the last episode that's all about communication. So they tell each other what they're doing. Well, did he text her?
That is such a good question.
Like,
because,
hey, by the way, like, I ran into Molly.
I'm feeling her.
I'm feeling her. We had a little bit of tension.
It's really that simple.
And I can't promise that I'm going to be able to control my desires. Like, did he just say that in a text? Because if he didn't, then it's cheating. In my opinion, based on what he said in the last episode, that's just me.
If she is unaware that he is trying to secure another bag, then yes.
Just say, like, agreed. Yo, I see a bag.
And it's trust, because the trust is that she's supposed to be able to trust that he'll be upfront. Hey, I have another partner. It's that simple.
Ooh, Marie Thomas says she think he's lying. Like, the
I
whole
think he's
open
lying too.
Marriage
is fake.
Yeah. Wait, what?
You're saying you think it's fake? Marie
Thomas in our comments.
I agree with you, Marie.
I think she's saying she thinks the whole open marriage talk is fake.
I think they're definitely going through a rough patch. They're not
happy.
And maybe
he's just saying that. I don't know. Like, I think dudes say that type of stuff when they're really just desperate to get the kitty cat. But they have...
kitty cat?
They
kitty
have.
Cat?
They actually have a lot of... what is the word I'm looking for? They've known each other for a very, very long time. They have history.
I think that, to your point... I didn't forget everybody's point in that quick moment because it's so dang hot. But I think that Dro and his wife, Candace, I think that they probably have a bit of connection to his parents. And I think that they have a really close-knit community of, like, parents
and kids.
Yeah,
that's like a play cousin.
No, but I mean, like, I don't think that Dro could live his life and be unwed. Like, look at his parents in the next scene. He has two beautiful parents. They know
his
everybody.
His parents are so fun.
Fun parents.
Just like in that short moment.
Like, in that short moment. Like, you know, come on, Poppy. Like, you can tell, like, his parents are fun. So I don't know if they would approve of him just being out
and
here.
And then
just...
Molly can speak Spanish back at them. You know? So she's... It's in. Kinda,
shout out to
you know,
casting.
You know?
Shout out to the casting for these families because they were just perfect, spot on, and cute as hell.
I think Dro was pressured into whatever he's in, he was pressured into it. And whether it's open or not, I don't know. But yeah, let's talk about Molly's parents, vow renewal, that whole day. So, first of all, Molly's dad told her something while they were setting up.
I can hear your air. Oh, can you mind?
Yeah. It's that hot. Like, my we're bad. Not going to survive.
It's like,
we're not going to survive.
Like, girl.
Molly, I'm dying. Sorry. Go.
Molly's dad says that he doesn't want her to settle for the first ashy boy. Was he the ashy boy back in the day?
Because he knows.
Because we later know. Find
Light
out.
People get real ashy. Oh,
no, Molly's dad is dark skinned.
I'm just kidding. I'm like, okay.
So was Molly's father... Okay, so there are a few people, before we end the episode, there are a few people that were trying to tell Molly about not getting too comfortable and getting caught up in people's, you know...
Right.
Glamour, right?
Okay.
Her father, the aunts. Who else told her that?
Oh, they were so messy.
They were being super messy.
To her face. I would have been like, I'm leaving.
But how did Molly not find out about this? That's
and
my...
And are her brothers... Are her brothers younger than her? I thought they were younger.
It appeared to be that they were younger.
So how did they know?
They must still live at home.
I think what
that's what I'm getting is that they live at home.
I have a feeling that the father had one of those man-to-man talks with his sons one time and just told them.
But honestly, think about it. They do live there because they were complaining about the Snapple that they never get to get out of the refrigerator.
Exactly.
So they definitely
but
live
also,
there.
But also, Molly clearly is a hothead.
Or
so they're probably home. Like, don't tell Molly. Because you know how she
she'll
reacts.
She'll come shut it down.
You know how she is, so don't tell her.
She'll come
that
shut
was
it down.
That was such a sad moment. There's always those times where you realize, like, damn it, like, your parents are just regular people, and we're all just
they're
humans trying to figure shit out.
Yeah.
No, but it's just the idea that she's striving so hard to find something in comparison
real and
to
genuine.
What she mm-hmm. has
what
been
she
seeing.
Thinks.
And, yeah, mm-hmm. so it's kind of like a wake-up call. I know somebody in chat saying it was, like, super, super dramatic, but I think... That was a moment. She, like she's
like
trying
dream.
To bring Lionel.
Yeah.
Like this is Lionel's a perfect guy,
Lionel's
even
perfect.
Though she's really not feeling him. But she's like, you know what? This, you know, let me bring him here, and you know, see this beautiful union of.
She shouldn't have brought him. She pulled a Tasha. She shouldn't have brought him to the family.
That was weird.
Yeah,
yeah.
She left him.
She definitely pulled a Tasha. I
so
love that.
here's a theme that I want to bring up before we have to get out of here. When our favorite girls are in a moment of. Chaos, they revert back to what makes them comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
When
yes,
Issa was going through it last season with Lawrence, what did she do? She reverted back to Daniel, somebody that she grew up with.
That
and
she knew.
What,
the
you know,
itch
she knew.
Needed to scratch.
The itch
she needed,
she needed
to pop.
To scratch. In this episode, I'm seeing it from her again. You know, she has this moment with her car accident. She calls Daniel up just for that bit of comfort. With Molly, okay, I'm so devastated that my parents were cheating or had a cheating, you know, episode that I'm going to cheat with somebody else, like, but it's comfortable.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to be comfortable.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's a, I don't know.
That's a really good
are
point,
you guys,
Nicole.
Are you guys picking up on that? Like, when it gets
chaotic.
That's the
first thing I thought, yeah.
When things get, for any of them, they revert back to what's going to make me comfortable in that very moment.
What's
going to
be that quick fix?
What's the quick fix?
Yeah. It's obvious.
Well, I know my quick fix will be air conditioning. It is hot as hell. And I'm being asked to leave out of the studio because it is so hot.
And I'm fine
with that. But in the meantime, make sure you guys follow us on social media at AfterBuzz TV. You can find me on social media when sports and pop culture collide at So McCall Hall and McCall Hall of Fame on Instagram. Where can they find you guys?
Again, I'm Ivana Williams. Thanks for watching. You can follow me on Twitter at Ivana L. Williams and on Instagram at Ivana.Williams. And you can catch me on the Ballers After Show.
Ooh, Ballers.
Ooh, I love that show. Hey guys, thank you so much for watching. You can find me on Instagram at Bonjour Juliet.
Ooh, bonjour.
So sexy.
It's been great and hot, and I'm your girl Robin with the V. You can find me, oh there it is. You can find me at B Stays Busy, B-I-Z-Z-Y. Thanks for tuning in. We're going to try and have a dude on the panel next week. So
and air soon. Conditioning.
A oh, yeah, and an AC.
And air conditioning. And maybe
that.
A glass of wine.
Ooh.
Until next week, you guys. We'll see you then.
Bye.
Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.